For months, Vermonters have been firming up plans for Monday's solar eclipse. It's, for many, a once-in-a-lifetime event that won't happen again in North America until the year 2044. Some, though, have been down this celestial road before, and that would include John Thorstenson, a professor of physics and astronomy at Dartmouth College. He joined Vermont Public's Mitch Wortlieb to describe his experiences with eclipses and how to view them safely. Thorstenson starts by describing some major eclipse-related discoveries.
The element helium was first found in solar eclipse spectra, which is the second most abundant element in the universe. The other thing that I think towers above all others is that one of the very first empirical tests of Einstein's theory of gravity, general relativity, was done in a 1919 solar eclipse expedition by the British, by Sir Arthur Eddington and others, who saw that the light from stars near the sun was deflected slightly by the sun's gravity. This was a prediction of Einstein's general theory of relativity, and they were able to confirm that Einstein's relativity gives the answer that's closest to reality. I think there's been no single convincing observation that shows it's wrong.
Wow, that is kind of amazing. I want to talk a little bit about your personal relationship with eclipses, because as I understand it, you're kind of like a storm chaser for tornadoes, except with eclipses. You've seen three total solar eclipses already in your lifetime in person. And I'm wondering if you can describe those experiences for us.
There's almost nothing that you really can say that describes it adequately, because it's just this existentially strange to have it get really dark in the middle of the day. Furthermore, as the light fades away, it does not get redder like it does at sunset. It stays the same color as the light does at midday, which is much bluer than sunset light. So it has this unearthly look to it. It's really eerie. It's hard to explain. And then when the totality comes, the darkness comes rushing in. If you have a view towards where the eclipse is coming from, you can actually see the darkness coming at you. It is astonishing.
I understand that you had quite the memorable experience back in 1979. You were trying to race from Berkeley to Montana to catch a total solar eclipse, and maybe you didn't have the most reliable van in the world, let's say, to make that distance. What happened?
No. I mean, I was just thinking about that. We had two vehicles, one rental car and one rental van, and then it was February 26th for the eclipse date. And we got into an accident because some English driver slid out on the ice and going across the Rockies and had a nasty fender bender. And we all had to jam into this van to get the rest of the way. And it kept having flat tires and bad alternators and you name it. But we finally got there. We finally pulled in Helena the night before, and then drove out to see the eclipse, which happened in the morning, if I remember. Montana is the big sky country, and you can see miles and miles and miles. So we could all see the eclipse shadow coming from far away and watch the mountains in the distance getting dimmer and dimmer, as if there was a gigantic cosmic dimmer switch just turning down as the shadow came to us. It was stunning.
You know, it's occurring to me now, thinking of these previous eclipses you've seen, I don't know if back in 1979 or previously they had, you know, what they have now, these safety glasses that you can use to look. How did you view the event, and what are some of the risks that, you know, people should avoid when looking at this eclipse?
Very good point. I don't remember how we did that. I think we might have used eyepiece projection, which is, you know, a trick where you can use a white card to project light from a telescope, but do not look in a telescope at an eclipse. Never do that, at least not during the partial phases. I want to emphasize, though, that if you are in the path of totality, and be very clear on this, if you are in the path of totality, you can look right at it with no filtration while it is total, just during that time. And that is only a couple of minutes.
Why is that?
It's because the whole bright disk of the sun is covered and the rest of it isn't all that bright. The hazard from looking at eclipses isn't something mystical. It's just that there is so much energy in solar light that it'll damage your retina if you look right at it. Whereas if once the sun, the visible disk of the sun, the photosphere, is completely gone, then it's perfectly safe. And in fact, you can look right at it with binoculars.
So what you're talking about, the danger then, I want to make sure I've got this right, because, you know, I think I'm in the path of totality where I live. When you see that shadow approaching, when you see the darkness coming, it's not over the sun yet, but it's coming. That's when you should not be looking.
In fact, actually, that's almost the most dangerous time, because if there's any bit of the sun exposed, right, it's going to be too much. But when you look at it, it doesn't look overwhelmingly bright like the normal sun. You will know when the sun is totally eclipsed. When it comes back, it tends to come back in little spots right on the edge of the moon. As the sun reappears, remarkably, it shines through the cracks or the valleys between the mountains on the moon, on the edge of the moon. So there's a little arc of little bright spots. And the instant you see that, stop looking at it. You can look right at the eclipse when it is total and if it is total. You can't look at it any other time except with the safety glasses.
That was John Thorstensen, a professor of physics and astronomy at Dartmouth College, speaking to Mitch Wortley.